You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Time is 9:07. It is Friday, March the 21st of 2025. At our studios, WXCO Studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, temperature stands at 35 degrees. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes at 9:21, we'll be joined by Paul Micklick, the Newman Catholic High School head football and track and field coach, athletic director as well, for his weekly get together here to talk about some high school, actually about Wisconsin sports. Then at the end of the program, we will have our daily history lesson. We will talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. Also, talk about some celebrity birthdays and special events being acknowledged today. And we will wrap things up with our number for the day quiz. And we will have that quiz be taken by Ian Welsh, who is our in-studio engineer and producer. And Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
You are 2 out of 4 so far this week when it comes to the number for the day quiz. That means you've already clinched a passing grade for this week. Because
I can do better.
What we do is, if because based on the math, we give you 3 choices every weekday, 2 of which are incorrect and 1 of which is right. And based on the math, you should get 1 out of 3 right by guessing, 33%. Mm-hmm. So if you're above 33%, we consider that a passing grade. If you're below 33%, we consider it a failing grade. But then we don't want just passing grade. We strive for excellence here. And we want you to have a winning week, which is more right than wrong. And you have a chance to do that today because you are 2 out of 4. If you get it right today, you'll have 3 right and 2 wrong for this week and a winning week. If you don't get it right, that means it'll be 2 right and 3 wrong. You'll still have a passing week, but not a winning week. And, of course, your all-time best week is 4 out of 5. So
that's right.
A lot on the line here today. We want a winning week. We want you to go into the weekend with that spring in your step. And I know that. And I know that you're going on a little road trip tomorrow.
Yes, I am. My group of friends and myself are going to Green Bay tomorrow. Excuse me. Tomorrow evening, to tackle our next escape room. It should be a lot of... I'm sorry, I can't talk
now.
Okay. I got something in my throat.
That's okay.
It should be a lot of fun, though.
Yes, it will. Oh, by the way, we should give you the category, the topic for today's number for the day quiz. And coming up later tonight, the Marquette University men's basketball team will start their NCAA tournament run tonight in Cleveland, taking on, who are they taking on? New Mexico Lobos.
Okay.
And the topic of our number for the day will be Marquette University men's basketball.
Okay.
So the number of the day will involve Marquette University men's basketball. So that will be coming up at the end of the program.
All right.
So you can start to stew on that just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and we'll come back to that at about 9:56 this morning.
Sounds good.
But do we have somebody that's on the phone?
We do. Our good friend Cornell, who's been calling in recently, would like to share some of his thoughts at the rally yesterday, because he was at there himself. So
yes, he was. I had a chance to talk to Cornell yesterday at the rally, and Cornell, good morning.
Yes, well, thanks for getting me on.
Absolutely.
It was a great turnout, and there's so many things to talk about. You got politics, you got the measles spreading, you got the environment getting hotter, and well, we protested, the veterans, Vietnam veterans came out, and Trump wants to cut the VA staff down in Toma, and I talked to some people down there, and they're under a lot of stress because they don't know who's going to get axed, you know, so there's a problem there. So we went upstairs. They let three people go upstairs to talk to his aide. And
that's Tom Tiffany, for people, just to make sure that they know that the event was at Tom Tiffany's Wausau office yesterday. So you had a chance to go upstairs and talk to the aide of Tom Tiffany.
Yeah, right. And I, you know, told him, well, there are so many things to talk about, you know, and, you know, he said, Schimmer's running and for the judge, and I feel he shouldn't be a judge because he accepted that insurrection, that we had, you know, 1,000 people pardoned. Some people were thrown back in jail. One person was shot. And I said, a judge shouldn't be, you know, a Supreme Court judge in Wisconsin because because of this act. And I showed him the pictures due to that insurrection, 5 dead officers that died due to that insurrection. And it's just quite upsetting that we shouldn't have a judge that accepts a president that's a criminal, and he's violating the Constitution of the United States.
What I will say, though, real quickly, Cornell, is that that's up to the voters right now on April the 1st. And frankly, in terms of Tom Tiffany, I think there's some things that he needs to be working on when it comes to Donald Trump and what's going on in Washington right now. I think the voters have an opportunity to say to Brad Schimmel, hey, your support of the insurrectionist on January the 6th makes you disqualified for the state Supreme Court.
Yes, right. And another thing that's quite upsetting is Schimmer is traveling with Trump Jr. And due to the insurrection, before the insurrection, Trump Jr. said, and it's recorded in his speech, I thought that was a violation. I thought Trump Jr. should be charged because he stated that you have to go down to the Capitol and fight to the death. What if we said that? I mean, we would be in prison. I mean, some of these things are so outrageous that we have to get out there. We have to get out to the rallies. We have to get, I'm doing phone calls. I'm calling my senator. And they have to stand up that they're violating the Constitution. Like the show before you stated that Bondi, the attorney general, She's not following the law. She's not following the judge's orders. And that's when you don't follow the judge's orders, you go to jail.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's an aspect. And frankly, I saw here, I was just, you know, during the top of the hour break, I was looking at, you know, just a few articles and reading up on what's going on. And right now, we have some folks on the Democratic side, the Democratic leader in the United States Senate, that is just, I think, hoping that the weight of the MAGA movement is going to crash on itself. That's not enough. We need people like what you did yesterday and the others that were out at Tom Tiffany's office. We need not just to sit back and say, well, eventually the MAGA movement is going to collapse on its own weight. Well, we've been dealing with the MAGA movement now for nearly 10 years.
And we need to do our part as well. I mean, sitting back like Schumer and some others are doing is not the answer. That right now, we are in a critical situation for our democracy. And I think what you're saying is exactly right. That, doggone it, we cannot be in a passive mode right now. And you doing your calls and going out and marching with others, I think is exactly the right way to go.
Yeah, well, you can think in the past, in the I'm around the Vietnam era, that people got out to protest the Vietnam War. And if they didn't protest that war, we would still be fighting the Vietnam War.
I mean, that is part of the responsibility of the people here to let their voices be heard when their representatives, such as Congressman Tom Tiffany, are not listening. If they're not going to listen, you got to get out there and let your voice be even louder. And I think that's what we saw yesterday.
Yeah, Tom Tiffany and Senator Johnson, they're just yes people for President Trump.
And the idea that is really concerning is that these folks have a constitutional role in our system, that the legislative branch is an equal branch of government along with the judicial and the executive. And right now, Donald Trump is trying to put minions into the judicial branch that will let him break the law. And he is assuming, with the threat of primary challenges backed by the money of Elon Musk, that the Republicans in the legislative branch will let him do what they want to do as well. So that's why people like Johnson and Tiffany need to grow a spine, not because they may agree or disagree with anything Trump is doing, but because the role of government, which they have said for years, they've taught for years about, you know, overreach by President Obama in those days and Biden. And then when Trump has fiat by executive order, they just sit back and say nothing. I mean, it's wrong.
Well, we just have to get out there and voice our opinion, and the Supreme Court has to stand up to this violations. I hope when it gets to the Supreme Court that, you know, the Supreme Court justice did push back on that you cannot impeach a judge, you know, if you disagree with him. You know, every time you disagree with Trump, you know, he throws you under the bus.
Yes, he does.
So, I mean, people have to voice their opinion. This is the time to voice your opinion. I've been doing calls, and people are confused. People, you know, they just put earphones on, and then they just, you know, they just don't move. But I do get some calls, and they say, yeah, we voted for Judge Crawford. And
Cornell, we have a hard break coming up here in 10 seconds, but it was great to see you yesterday and continue the good work.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for getting the voice out. Thanks for Channel 7 for covering the rally, and just thank you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Do we have a phone call here, Ian, or is this something that's not for the air? So I guess he's talking on the phone. So if you call in, we always like to let your voice be heard. And we just had Cornell call in, and again, I saw him yesterday at the event over at Tom Tiffany's Wausau office. And maybe somebody else has some thoughts on my words that cut right to the core. Ian, what's going on here?
We just had a couple of other comments he wanted to make. He
didn't want
to
Cornell again.
He wanted to mention it, but he was talking about the.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll give him time in the future.
Yeah, we'll give him time in the future.
Yep. Yep.
Mention him later.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Very good. Good morning, Paul Micklig, Newman Catholic High School head football and track and field coach, athletic director. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Chad. It's a good day.
It's a good day. It's Friday. You know, we are ready for the weekend, I tell
you. You know,
I want some spring, but, you know, doggone, it's March Madness. And so it's this time of year, you get the snow sometimes, and I think on Sunday it'll be good just to hang indoors, and hopefully Marquette will still be playing on for Sunday.
Well, first of all, the storm I don't think is going to be as bad as it looks like it's going north of north of Wausau. So if you're south of
sports and weather with Paul Micklig here.
Well, the thing I'm driving, the reason I care is that
you're hitting the road this weekend.
Hitting the road here pretty much right after the show here.
Oh,
and,
wow.
So, but yeah, we had track meet last night and spring sports, we got basketball. I got with my sixth grade down in Madison this weekend. So we're going to go down and watch a game before the Kohl Center. We're going to watch East and then we play tonight. And so we got it all weekend. So we'll be in Madison coming back. That's why, just to make a long story short, that's where I care about the weather on Sunday.
Exactly. How did you do in the track meet last night?
Good. I mean,
was it at the one at West?
It was at West. And they always put on a good run weld. Jason does a good job over there as the athletic director. And
my big high school sports
that's
show
why I threw him on there. That's Jason why I threw Foster. Him on there. That's why I wanted to make sure he does a good job, and they do
make
a great
sure
job.
Make sure you get an invite again next year to come on the show.
If Jason says no, yeah. I know, because I know your co-hosts usually are the ones that run the show.
I tell you. I'm here for the ride, I tell you. Yeah. I'm here for the ride, which is the way I like it. But, hey, let's jump right in, because yesterday Badgers got underway. And, you know, the thing was, all year long, it's been the case where you see numbers you're not expecting. But that first round of the NCAA tournament, even when they've had high seeds, you get nervous, because you never know when that 40-point game was going to come up. This team is different, 85 points, 19-point win. Good start.
We'll probably get that in the second thing. I'm going to go to this right here. The three guys that transferred out are all done playing.
Well, I was going to bring that up, and real fast, I think that you can – I think there's going to be a lot of people that were happy to hear that. But, I mean, Hepburn had a really good year at Louisville.
This is not against those kids. They did what they had to do to get their money. And I understand. If you don't understand that as a
and
person.
And also, as a player, Hepburn had a great year. He had a much better year than any year he had at Wisconsin. So, for him, he obviously found a good situation at Louisville.
Found a good situation.
And obviously...
I mean, it was the money. I mean, let's not kidding ourselves here. Yes. I mean, and which is fine. I mean, that's what this is supposed to be about. I mean,
right,
you got to make
a
living.
All right, what is the point you're going to make here then?
My point being is this is about Gray Gard. This is about Gray Gard and filling in the holes and 10 years of basketball. Well, because people have to hear about
biggest
it. Because
fan in the world of Gray Gard here.
No, actually, what I'm a fan of is I'm a fan of coaches that do things right. And there's a lot of coaches out there that do things right that have to take I'm throwing the money out of the equation because you don't like the money, and I'm taking the money out of the equation. And here's a guy that 7 out of 10 years in the NCAA tournament has won a couple Big Ten titles there, has done everything right. This year they're projected 12th, and they got the tied for, I think, third, second maybe even.
In the tournament. But
in the tournament they got second, but third.
They were the fifth seed.
Seed.
Well, that's
they tied records. Well, that's records. Okay, so they don't look at that. They don't look at that 20 years from now and say they do. They look at tiebreakers.
Well, in some cases,
So why are there co-champions then?
Because you want to give everybody a medal.
Oh, okay, all right.
You call it whatever you want.
I know that you're not a happy camper today, so I know I can push buttons today. I'm going to push every one this morning.
Waiting for me to blow open and become green in the Incredible Hulk.
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
Gard is a great coach, but But you know what Sully says when you say but, I forget everything.
Everybody take a drink.
You brought up right away the guys that left, like they did something wrong. They didn't do anything wrong.
No, but
that's the first thing out of your mouth, though. Oh, they lost three guys right away. That implies they did something wrong.
No, that implies nothing.
Okay.
That implies is that Greg Gard can be able to fill those spots because everybody was saying he's got to go. This was going to be his year. This was going to be Chris McIntosh sat there at the game yesterday, and he was sitting there going, he would have been on the hot seat if they finished 12 this year.
Yes, absolutely.
And he sat there cheering them on, and I saw him in the stands, and I'm thinking to myself, this guy was going to fire him if he was finished 12. That's a fact.
He would have been Fran McCaffrey.
He would have been Fran McCaffrey. You betcha he would have been.
Of course. That's the way it is in this era. I mean, it really is.
It is.
I mean,
and it's sickening.
Every year, you're going to see six or seven coaches in the Big Ten get canned because you got 18 teams now. And if you're finishing 11th or 12th or 13th, they're going to say, well, I mean, Minnesota, that was gutless by what they did. But they spend, like, I think, the third lowest amount on their basketball program. Well, what do you expect?
Correct.
I mean, like, oh, we're going to bring somebody else in who's going to magically turn these magical beans into something worthwhile. I mean, you're exactly right. No, you are right. That was a pressure. There was a pressure because when we talked about it when these guys left. It's like, what are they going to do?
What are they going to do?
And what they did is probably the best job that he's done in his decade at Wisconsin.
And he changed his style, and he got Kirk Penny in there. He adapted.
And that's a great coach there. He didn't get so tight in his own ways, and it turned out great. We got to take a timeout, and then you can push more buttons in a few moments. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app with Paul Micklegg. Coming up, our number for the day quiz. The topic for the day is Marquette men's basketball. So the number of the day has to do with Marquette men's basketball as they play tonight.
You got that, Ian?
Don't give me any hints, though.
It's something that I know. I think that a lot of folks would know. I'm pretty sure Ian doesn't know.
I'm pretty sure I don't either.
I mean, it's like...
Chad's a history guy, anyways.
It's a famous number for Marquette men's basketball.
Okay.
All right. I probably don't know
either, I think you would know it.
All right.
But you have to listen when you're driving.
Yes, I am.
Heading to Madison for your big weekend. What about Marquette? They got New Mexico.
Well, we
got
to finish Wisconsin. Oh, okay. It was a good game yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Wisconsin now, the 85-66. Yeah, we got the game itself. Anything jump out?
I thought they struggled. I do agree with Gard that if you play on Sunday, you should not be playing Thursday. And much less after Thursday in Denver and the first game of the day. I mean, they gave them no – they had it set up for them to not be – and again, people are going to say, well, you should be able to play anywhere, anytime. Yes, I agree. I'm just saying from a point of view that if you would want to make it fair, a team – there's no reason for the Badgers. Now, if the Badgers would have won, would they have gotten to Milwaukee?
Do you know that what Montana did last weekend by the chance? Do you have any idea what Montana did? Do you know?
My guess is that they didn't have
that. No, do you guess? Do you know?
No.
Okay. I was just curious. Continue.
Do you know?
No, I don't.
I know they didn't play last Sunday.
Okay.
That I know.
Well, it's because the Big Ten wants to get so much more TV money. And I'm not going to cry a tear for this. I mean, I frankly think that these tournaments are just money grabs and it's...
Oh, 100% it is.
And they're frankly, I don't think they matter, to be honest with you, except for the teams that have to win. I mean, Wisconsin, yeah. I mean, I don't know what goes into the mind of the Cedars. And, yeah, I'm sure it'd probably help to beat a team like Michigan State, but I just think that, again,
I think it's secured a number three spot.
And I also think that the idea that the Big Ten Conference should be thinking, hey, you know, if they want a tournament, make them qualify for the tournament. Make it an 8-team tournament. Make the regular
season. They didn't make it qualify. 15 only.
I know, but still, 15 teams. You shouldn't be in a situation you play 4 games in 4 days. Make it 8 teams, and then you have 3 games. And heck, you could make it, have a day off. I mean, you could have 2 games the first day and juggle them or something like that. So, again, there's ways to make that work. But I actually do agree with that. I'm just being kind of...
Well, you're trying to push my buttons. I got no buttons
but
to push.
I think it would be kind of a simple solution. You look at the 4 games that were played in Denver yesterday, and obviously you make Badgers play the last game because you start off with who played Sunday, and then you go backwards. It's kind of straightforward.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah, it is
simple. And there's not many teams that are playing on Sunday.
Exactly. So
it wouldn't take much. And the thing that I'm going after is that you said Michigan State win wasn't big. Michigan was a 5 seed.
I know. Okay, so
how are they a 5 seed and Wisconsin's a 3 seed?
It's the whole season, I guess.
I know,
but also Michigan finished ahead of Wisconsin in the Big Ten Conference, and they beat them twice.
Actually, they tied, just to be, and they beat them twice.
They tied. You keep bringing that up.
Well, facts. I live in the world of facts.
Now, I also live in a world of facts where the tiebreaker, Michigan, had the edge.
Were they tied?
They were.
Well, no. Answer the question. Were they tied?
They had the same.
Were they tied?
They had the same record, but then you go down to tiebreaker.
But you said but again. See, everybody drink another one because anytime Chad says but, that's when he's wrong.
What about BYU tomorrow?
I think it's going to be a tough one. I really do. If they can come out of there, I don't think they got any favors. BYU's legit. They're a good team. They beat Iowa State a couple times. Oh, no, they beat them once, and I think recently. They're a good team. They can shoot the ball. They're going to have to play defense.
I was going to say, I forgot, and actually, you know, the way things change all the time, I was going to say, oh, the Badgers got a fortunate bracket where they're not playing one of the power conferences, but no, BYU is a power conference. And they actually do pretty well in football and basketball in the Big 12 this year, so
yep.
they've stepped in pretty nicely.
Yep, they must have money. I'm just guessing. Somewhere along the line.
That's, money.
Well, that's how it kind of goes. I'm sure they're not dirt poor, obviously. But
nobody is dirt poor anymore.
No, that's true, too, especially when it comes to athletics in college. But I think they're going to have a tough game. Long story short, they're going to have a tough game. I do think that once they got into a rhythm yesterday, they played much better. And I think they've subbed a lot, even in the tournament. They played a lot of guys, so I think they're going to be okay with that, and they're going to have their legs. And I think being a day of rest today, I think in staying in the same spot, not traveling, they're going to be ready to go.
Last week you said, and again, it depends on the day of the week and the way the sun is, whether it's cloudy or not, but because you've been on both sides of this. Last week you said, I messaged that after the brackets came out, that Marquette would be in the Sweet 16. Why do you say that? Because, frankly, they've been very up and down recently. And, I mean, they've went from a top five ranking back in late 2024, and it's been a tough 2025, and that game against St. John's was sort of a microcosm. They came out and took a 15-point lead, and then they lose by 15 or more. What's your take? Why do you think that Marquette's going to make it to the Sweet 16?
Gut. All gut. All gut.
No analytics here, huh? You know, you're not using the analytics.
I think they match up well with both those teams. They can say what they want. They can. I like that they have seniors. I like that they an older team.
It's kind of interesting, real fast, because was it 2 years ago that Marquette was a 2 and Michigan State was a 7?
Yep.
And Michigan State is the 7 beat Marquette.
Yep.
So you think that if Marquette wins, and assuming Michigan State beats the 15, that they're going to flip it on its head this time around?
Can you sit here and tell me, and again, I'm just saying because you're here, obviously.
yes, I am. Yeah, I'm here, kind
of. You know? Well, no, you're here.
My head is halfway here. No.
Are you telling me Marquette beat Purdue, Wisconsin, and Illinois? No, Maryland, at Maryland, too.
Right.
Are you telling me that they can't beat them? Are you telling me that they're equal? You know what I'm saying?
I never made a prediction here.
I'm just saying, look at the facts and the stats.
But
the but again.
But
drink it up.
Those three games are all in 2024.
Yeah.
Does that not have a factor in the way
same, just for the people out there, 2024 in December.
Right.
So the same year. It's been the same year of, it wasn't like last basketball season. It's the
2024-2025 season where in the 2024 part of the season, the Marquette was great. I mean, they were a top 10 team and at times a top 5 team, but in 2025, they have not. And in terms of momentum.
Is the Big Ten and Big East tougher than people might think?
People? Drink? Talking about people again?
Yep.
People.
Big Ten had a good day yesterday. I don't think anybody lost. Big East, Xavier won.
And actually, you know, Creighton beating Louisville was.
Creighton dominated them.
And
ACC, second best team in the ACC. How good is the ACC?
And Creighton beat Louisville in Lexington, which I thought was very
good. Lexington.
I hate that. And, you know, I know you were rooting for the Badgers play at Wisconsin, Badgers play at Marquette, Milwaukee. I'm glad they're not because I think that's unfair, to be honest with you.
So you're telling me. Now, I think, I think Louisville is unfair.
You don't think that we remember when Badgers played at Milwaukee, the crowds that were there? That's not fair. That's not a neutral site.
Let me ask you this. You think going through a whole year earning that?
Well, then make it a home court, pure home court, higher seed hosts.
Well, they don't make as much money then.
But
Come on, Chad. Think about that.
But isn't the whole point of this tournament to make it. Make it fair, and then all of a sudden they're trying to.
How about you know what? Then maybe Auburn. What they should do?
No, but,
is play with one arm tied behind their back.
But what if there was the opposite way, and the Badgers were playing basically, you know,
they are
on the road.
Again, they kind of are.
Kind of are.
To BYU,
Utah,
Denver. Is Utah closer? Is that closer to?
It's not about you know. You think BYU is going to have a full fan support in that building like Wisconsin would in Milwaukee? Come on.
But they shouldn't. They're the sixth seed. Wisconsin's the third seed.
No, but come on. No.
You've earned the seed.
You've earned the seed, but you don't earn. In the NCAA tournament, you don't earn a home court game. And Milwaukee is a home court game.
Louisville did not earn a number nine, a home game at a number nine seed.
They shouldn't have been there. That's what I'm saying.
But that's a nine seed, though.
Back in the day, they didn't make this little goofiness where they move teams around to be closer to their. This is an intentional thing by the NCAA. That's not right. That's what I'm saying.
Intentional what?
They
make money or to win?
To make money. And they move teams closer to their. Because what was Wisconsin, the East Regional? They used to be you actually played in an Eastern place. East Regional game in Denver?
That's gone out a long time ago.
No, it did, but
these are predetermined
so
years ahead of time.
So you're okay with teams basically in home court advantage in the NCAA.
If they're the higher seed.
Well, then you make it completely for the higher seed. You don't cherry pick.
Correct. That's why I don't understand. You don't think that's what they did? Because it was Iowa State and Kentucky that got a closer game.
I'm saying blow this all up. You're okay with it. That's what you're saying. You're okay. You want Wisconsin to have a home court advantage. Admit it.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? If that's how the rules are made.
Because the NCAA tournament is supposed to be fair.
You know what? Like I said, though, they should actually. Auburn's going to play with clown shoes on tomorrow. So it's fair when they play against Creighton.
Oh, give me a break.
Is that what you're saying,
no,
though?
You are making this way overly complicated. I'm saying neutral sites are supposed to be neutral sites, not where it's like you give a wink and a nod. This is a neutral site in Lexington for Louisville. That wasn't a neutral site. It would not have been a neutral site in Milwaukee for Wisconsin.
Yeah, it would have been. Marquette people don't even like Wisconsin.
Oh, you are.
Is that a fact?
Who's going to be in that building? Not Marquette people. Wisconsin people.
Yeah, just like there's going to be some Wisconsin people in Denver.
Ugh.
Right? Did Wisconsin have fans there? Because I thought I saw some in there.
Were there as many as there would have been in Milwaukee?
No. And they deserved it.
No, they don't deserve anything. This is supposed to be a neutral site. If you want to make them home games, then make them home games. But don't tell me this is a tournament.
But is
where
there such a thing as a neutral site, honestly,
because,
Chad?
Because you're saying higher seats you get an advantage. No, that's not the point of this tournament.
But Denver's closer to Utah.
It has nothing to do whether you're going to – okay.
So what's a neutral site? That's not neutral.
You're going to get a map and say you have to be exactly the same number?
Let me ask you this.
Oh,
that team coming
this
from
is ridiculous.
Okay.
I don't even want to talk about this
anymore. No, this is a football question.
You just
here.
Keep talking.
This is a football question.
I'm tuned out right now.
This is a football question.
Go on.
Owen Withy had a game 20 miles away or half an hour away in Stanley Boyd, and Highland had to come up 3 hours. Is that fair?
No, it's not fair. So why are you saying
it's
fair?
Neutral site, though. There's a neutral site, you said, though. It's a neutral site.
Because they're, again.
Because they're closer. Because they're closer, Chad, isn't it? So there's no such thing as a neutral site.
Whatever.
I got you on that one.
No, you didn't get
me. Yes, I did.
You want, again, this is ridiculous. BYU going to a different state is not the same as Owen Withy being 20 miles down the road.
Well, 30.
30, whatever.
It is. It actually is.
Oh, this is.
Let's try to end on a positive note, please.
What about the Bucks last night? They really dominated the Lakers.
I don't want to end on a positive note. I'm all kicked off now.
What about the Bucks? We got to end with the Bucks.
Well,
did you watch it last night?
No, I did not. They played the JV team, so I guess they should have won. And by the way,
he's really not in a good mood.
By the way, I knew I was in trouble when I walked in the door. I mean, again. They've been playing like crap lately. And again, Doc seems to get a pass on all this. I mean, they're so mediocre. They are a mediocre team right now.
You know what? I can't even disagree with you right now.
But I mean, it's like they look like a mediocre team. Doc gets a pass. I mean, the guy before him, we don't remember his name. He's here for such a short time.
What was his name?
I know, huh?
I did forget.
All right, we got 10 seconds to go.
Hey, they're going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay.
Trek, and hopefully BYU doesn't get too big of a home court advantage tomorrow.
You guys have a great week.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. That guy doesn't give an inch, ever. I mean, he just will not give an inch to me, and it leads to those kind of conversations. But it's always fun.
It does make for interesting conversation.
We can disagree, but it's like he just will not give an inch on things, and it's like it drives me nuts sometimes. But always good to have Paul McLaggia with us here on Friday mornings. It is the 21st day of March, 2025, day number 80. We're up to 80. We're less than 3 weeks away from being into triple digits in day numbers for this year. I mean, it's insane how fast it's going.
So fast.
But 285 days remaining in the year 2025. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1948, renamed the Telecaster in 1950, Fender's guitar became the mainstay of both country and rock musicians. On this date in 1965, around 3,000 civil rights demonstrators led by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. began their march in Alabama from Selma to Montgomery. 3,000. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like a lot, but that led to massive change in this country. Mm-hmm. On this date in 1980, on the season finale of the drama Dallas, the infamous character J.R. Ewing was shot by an unseen assailant, leading to the catchphrase, "Who shot J.R.?" On this date in 2013, The European Space Agency revealed new data that indicated the universe is 13.82 billion years old. That should have been our number for the day.
That would have been a good number.
On this date in 2018, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg admitted they, quote, made mistakes after data on 50 million users was harvested by Cambridge Analytica. Zuckerberg continues to make mistakes in his Facebook career.
Yeah.
Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Timothy Dalton. He was James Bond twice in a couple of movies. Also an actor in many other roles. 79 years old today. Comedian Brad Hall. 67 years old today. Actor Gary Oldman. 67 years old. Boy, what a career he has had. Mm-hmm. Man, his resume is just huge.
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, many other movies as well. Broadway star, 63 years old. Also 63 is Rosie O'Donnell. And Scott Eastwood, actor, is 39 years old as well. And if you out there are celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Special events. International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Mm. Hear that, Donald Trump?
I think that needs to be every day now.
It certainly does. Companies That Care Day. Absolutely Incredible Kid Day.
Aww.
Memory Day. Agriculture Day. Big day here in Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Crunchy Taco Day. That's a good one.
Crunchy tacos are good.
It certainly is. It is Teenager Day. Yeah. World Puppetry Day. And World Tattoo Day. All right, time now for our number for the day quiz as Ian Welsh looking for a winning week. He is two out of four so far this week. He has clinched a passing grade, but now it's time to get a winning week.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the topic?
It was Marquette men's basketball,
right? Yep, Marquette men's basketball. Our number for the day is the year that Marquette won their only NCAA tournament championship. National championship. What year did Marquette win their only NCAA men's basketball national championship?
Okay, what are my choices?
Your choices are 1957, 1967, 1977.
57, 67, or 77.
What year did Marquette win their only NCAA national basketball championship? 1957, 1967, 1977.
Okay, I'm just going to go with my gut here. I'm going to say 1967. I'm going to go with a B to end the week. It's my final answer. I'm going with 67.
You went with the middle number on Wednesday and got it right.
I got it wrong.
Oh, I thought, no, you got Wednesday right.
Oh, they just said Monday. No, Wednesday I got it right.
Right? Yes. You went with the middle number yesterday and got it right. Do you think we'd have three straight days where the middle number was correct?
You never know.
You never know is right. But the correct
answer,
the correct answer for Marquette University Men's Basketball National Championship, 1977.
Oh, the biggest number.
Al McGuire was the coach. His last game, his last season as coach, and they won the national championship. But still a passing grade this week, so nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Enjoy your trek to Green Bay. Hopefully you'll win in your escape room.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you Monday morning.
See you Monday morning. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Tune in tomorrow, 8 till 9 a.m. for the Wausau Business Show. Stick around. Coming up next, it is Matt and Air on Air. And don't forget as well, we'll start our Text to Win contest on Monday. Tune in starting at 7 a.m. for your chance to win four times each weekday for the next 2 weeks. Have a great weekend and keep it right here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.